Hello, friends. Welcome to Jeffrey Spills the Tea. My name is Jeffrey Dratch. This is my new podcast. It's my first episode, so don't be mad at me if it turns out really awful. I'm trying my best here. So we'd like to talk. So here on Jeffrey Spills the Tea, we're going to be spilling tea, sipping tea, having tea, making tea, tea. Okay. So today I have written down a few guidelines that I'm going to be talking about. Also, pre-warning, sorry if there's any background noise. We are getting a new furnace installed, and so as you can tell, that's a little loud. Anyways, so today we are going to be talking about prioritizing situations, choosing one decision over another, making a decision, okay? So this is actually my second time recording this, so I kind of already know what I'm going to say. Anyways, let's get right into it. So, here's an example. Okay, so last night for dinner, this is a true story for the most part. Last night, except I won't be able to remember what side of the coin. You'll figure that out later. Last night, when I was thinking about what to have for dinner, I was either going to have microwavable udon noodles or microwavable ramen noodles. Now, both high quality noodles. But I was just like, oh my god, they both sound so good. I don't know what the heck I'm going to have. And so I look at them, I read like the contents, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, what the hell am I going to have? So what I do is I get a penny, okay, just an average penny, and one side is heads, one side is tails. Ramen is heads, udon is tails. Flip the coin, guess what it lands on? Tails. So I had ramen, they were good. But see, sometimes you need, that example shows, sometimes you need an outside source, okay? You can't always have the same. You can't always use yourself for making decisions. That is called a mediator. Now, mediators are actually very helpful. For example, let's say one of your best friends wants to hang out with you, okay? But your English teacher just assigned a open response, two paragraph open response due the next day. You're like, okay, well, I would up my popularity status, and I would have a good time if I hung out with a friend, but if I decided to hang out with if I decided to do the homework, then I would up my grade most likely, and I would be completed with the homework that my teacher was assigned, you know? So you have to make one decision over another, okay? And sometimes it's hard because obviously you don't want to lower your grade, but you also, you know, the society is very hard today. Friend society in middle school, you know, popularity is everything. And so you just, you know, you want a good grade, but you also want to be popular, you know? And so sometimes it's just so hard to make that decision. So I recommend bringing in a mediator. I mean, literally, you can ask anyone. You could ask a random person that you see in the hallway. You could ask a teacher, a parent, anyone, okay? Just to help you with the decision, you know, if you can't make it on your own. And so, because, I mean, while teenagers do a lot of things on their own, we are not, fully independent, you know? Most of us live in our parents' houses, are funded by our family, are given food by our family, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we have to, so, you know, I mean, we are very independent, but not fully independent. And so, you know, it's good to bring an outside source. Ask your parents, do you think I should do this or this? I mean, if I were a parent, I'm pretty sure at least my parents would say, do the schoolwork. But, you know, maybe you disagree with them and you just decide to go hang out with your friends, you know? So you have to make one decision over another. Is that smart? Should I do this? And also, like, not, and also pray, not, aside from prioritizing decisions, just making decisions in general. Like, what is a good idea, you know? Somebody offers you a vape, for example. You know, let's say you're with your friends, just hanging out somewhere, and somebody asks you if you want to use their vape. So you are around, this is where peer pressure comes in. You are around your friends, and you want to seem cool, quote unquote. But, like, you know it's bad for you, and you know if your parents found out, you would be dead. In my opinion, you shouldn't do the vape. But, you know, that's a popularity. People go crazy over popularity. And you want to be popular too. And so, you make a decision. And it's not the best decision, but you do it. And it's too late now. But, you make the decision. And so, what are you gonna do? You know? So, like, you just have to learn to make the best decision for yourself. Maybe it's not, maybe this could do some damage to other people. But, like, you need to worry about yourself. As people say, MYOB, mind your own business. You know? Well, you don't want to hurt someone's feelings. You don't want to ruin your health, for example, or do something dangerous. So, like, just make the best decision, and you will go far in life, you know? And also, with popularity, good grades go far in life, but popularity only matters until you graduate from high school, until you're 18 years old. Or, like, if you get held back or if you skip a grade, it could be different. But for most people, it's 18. And so, right now you want to be popular. You also want to have good grades so you can get into a good school. And you can, you can get into a good school and you can get a good job. And so, like, just also put that into consideration. How long is this going to matter for me? You know? How long is this going to affect me? Like, let's say, I mean, obviously we're only 12 and 13, so we're not buying houses, but most of the listeners of this are. But, yeah, let's say you saved up a lot of money and it's time to buy a house. Well, if you get a 2-bedroom house, it'll be perfect. Well, you can have an office. You can have your own bedroom. It'll be great. But then your girlfriend's pregnant and you needed a 4-bedroom house, you know? But you hate the location, but you don't like the location. It's not near any, like, it's not in the city. So while you raise, well, the 4-bedroom house would be better for your kids. The 1-bedroom house would be better, or 2-bedroom would be better for you right now. So I would say go with the 4-bedroom, you know? Just because it'll last you longer. You will be able to stay in the same house, and you don't want, like, 3 kids in a 4-bed, in a 2-bedroom house, you know? That would be tough. So, just make the right decision, and it will help you in life, okay? We got deep in that podcast, guys. I hope you enjoyed it. This has been Jeffrey Spills the Tea by Jeffrey Dratch. Next week we might have a guest star. We'll see how it works out. I'm pretty sure a week from now is December 12th, I think. So tune in December 12th. By the way, my podcast is every Wednesday. I'm going to try and get it on Spotify and on Apple Music. Thank you guys so much. Have a great day. Make good decisions. This has been Tea Time with Jeffrey Spills the Tea.